much, Dr. Suri. I know it's very late in Mekelle now. I would like to thank you. Yes, thank you, sir. I would like to thank you on behalf of Gazategaru, my colleagues, and myself. Maybe you have heard a little bit about us. We are a development forum. We organize interviews such as this one, trying to bridge the gap between, the information back home and also the diaspora. So I would like to thank you again for coming to Gazategaru to share your views. So go ahead, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Mekelle, if you don't mind.
So my name is Suri Prashant Kumar. I am an Indian national working as the Dean of Mekelle Institute of Technology. And let me introduce our institute. Mekelle Institute of Technology, MIT, was established in November 2002, just 6 years ago, as a higher education institution in the country. The institute has been established as a non-profit making institute. Its vision is MIT will be a center of excellence in technological training and research, contributing to sustainable development and the fight against poverty. And its main mission is to produce high-level professionals in the fields of science and technology, I repeat, exclusively in the fields of technology, who can invent and innovate, to produce professionals who can contribute towards our transformation to a self-reliant and vibrant society, to produce professionals who can apply research to enhance development of the country. Next, to improve access to education and provide opportunity for students who aspire to build their careers in the fields of engineering and the state of art of communications and information technology. These are our missions.
About your institute contributing ultimately to the fight against poverty. For some of us who can't see the link between such an institute of technology contributing towards poverty elevation, do you mind to show us how that links, how your institute would ultimately contribute to the fight against poverty?
Okay, it's a very good question. Let me give you a brief biography of. I have collected a biography of many students who graduated from MIT. I want to tell you one student, let me read out. His name is Asmalas Sagai. Currently, he is doing his master's degree in Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai, India. And let me read it, his biography. The fourth of five children, Asmalas Sagai was born into a farming family. Like many other MIT students, many hours were spent shepherding the family's sheep. However, this did not hinder him from starting school at 7 years of age, the first year that the EPRDF opened a school in his area. Early on, his father, seeing the value of an education, was an encourager. However, living in a one-room stone and mud house, eking out a living raising crops and sheep, provided no extras to send his children to school. In fact, with the summer supplement of Belus, Belus is a kind of cactus fruit, there was just enough food to feed the family. Aware of the poverty of his family, but also sensing their potential, his first grade teacher kindly provided exercise books and pens for both him and his next oldest sister. The family's firstborn, an older brother, never had the opportunity of schooling, but appreciated its value. Later, he obtained work in Asmara and contributed towards the educational needs of his younger siblings. Throughout elementary school, Asmalas was stimulated by his studies and continually eager to learn more, even if it meant nearly a 5 mile walk each way to attend 7th and 8th grades. News of a new high school for gifted students in Kelamino, Kelamino is a very special high school in Mekelle, reached even his small village, so since he was eligible, he decided to take their entrance exam. He became a part of the school's second intake of students. For 4 years, he greatly profited by the education he received there and became an honor student despite the fact he was unable to see the blackboard, even though he made a point of sitting in the front row of each class. An eye examination during 12th grade confirmed that he needed glasses, but there was no money to invest in them. During his 10th grade year, he received word that his father had died. This was a major loss, not only in income for the family, but also in support for Asmalash. Mm-hmm. It was not until after graduation that he was able to buy the glasses that he needed, and that was with the money the school had given students for transport to their various university assignments. Money he did not need it for that purpose, since he had chosen to attend MIT, a school very near to Kalamino. Mm-hmm. At MIT, Asmalash maintained 4 out of 4 in all 10 semesters and became one of the 2 gold medalists in his class of the year 2007. Mm. Following graduation, he began working on a master's degree in engineering at Indian Institute of Technology. I hope you know it. It is one of the very famous university in India.
Absolutely.
IIT Mumbai. He is again maintaining excellent grades and is anticipating finishing his program this year, this academic year. And he is maintaining around 8.74 out of 10 in IIT Mumbai in computer science field. So definitely our institute is helping a lot to eradicate or to improve the economic status of the country and to eradicate poverty. This is the case study of one student, I am telling you. Like this, there are many students who are studying in our institute. If our institute was not open, you can imagine what can be their chance, what can be their fate. This is what I wanted to say.
Interesting. Sir, you couldn't have captured it in any way better than to give us a real-life example, and we can relate to that. Thank you so very much. It's interesting and to hear
the
success
of
story.
One student.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That captures it for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. So let me move to my next question. You mentioned India, and I'm assuming you could be maybe from India.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So India being one of the emerging economies in the world, can you tell us what is the recipe that did work for India, and also try to link it to MIT Magadi? Thank you.
So in India, around 16 years ago, there was nothing, you know. Then the government has opened many more Institute of Technologies like this, like MIT. We have Institute of Technologies, Indian Institute of Technologies, and we do have what is known as National Institute of Technologies in every state. State means it is a region. In Ethiopia, they are calling it as region.
Mm-hmm.
So we have around 28 states. In every state, there is National Institute of Technology. So government has privatized the education, but there is one controlling body, which is known as All India Council for Technical Education, which maintains quality. So that has changed the economic status of India,
mm-hmm.
especially in the areas of IT, information technology. So if you come to my native place, I am from Bangalore,
mm-hmm.
yeah? So every corner you can see software industries,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that is the situation in India. So definitely, if these boys are highly talented students, they are the gifted students of the country, I can say.
Mm-hmm.
So your surprise, let me give you one more statistics for you.
Sure.
From July 2007 graduates, we have graduated 140 students in the month of July 2007.
Mm-hmm.
4 are currently pursuing their master's degree study at IIT Mumbai, India.
Wow.
Okay. And I am very proud to mention that one among them scored 9 out of 10
wow.
in IIT Mumbai at the end of his first year of studies.
Wow.
Others are also doing extremely well. This is competing with Indian brains.
Mm-hmm.
Computer science field, and getting 9 out of 10 as CPI in India, that
wow.
shows the quality or the talent of the students and their caliber and what they can do for the economic development of the country when they get good education.
Thank you, Dr. Surya. I wish you could see the excitement in the room. You definitely uplifted everyone's spirit here. Thank you so much. This is great, really. And I like also the South to South
cooperation. I also would like to mention, in July 2008,
go ahead.
So we have sent around 13 students, 13 of our graduates got scholarship, where thanks to Government of India and His Excellency Indian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Mr. Gurjit Singh, mm-hmm. was instrumental in this. So, three were selected to pursue their master's degree this year in IIT Mumbai, three in IIT Delhi, two in the Netherlands,
great.
One in UK, and one in the US.
Wow.
Without their qualification, if they are not able to cope up, so it was just impossible for them to pursue their higher studies. So, this is how we have managed, and this is what our students are.
Amazing. No doubt, top notch. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving to my next question. What is the capacity of MIT and how diverse is it, you know, like in terms of, you know, having students from the four corners of the country? How do you actually, you know, try to introduce MIT to the rest of the country? And what's, you know, like the capacity, you know, and the admission compared to the demand?
Okay, so let me talk about, see, as I already mentioned, our vision is to make the institute as the center of excellence. We don't want to compromise in this regard. Now let me tell about our admission policy. The Ministry of Education of Ethiopia, based on the results of the national examination, decides the minimum cutoff for placing the students in the various universities to pursue their bachelor degree studies. Let me give you 2 years statistics. Last year, government has decided cutoff as 225 marks out of 500. Okay? Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Join Faculty of Technology and Faculty of Medicine. This was the cutoff marks demanded by the Ministry of Education. MIT decided to accept just the application of students whose marks on the national examination were 275 and above.
Mm-hmm.
We received 737 applications for just 120 seats. Just 120 seats, we received 737 applications.
Mm-hmm.
Then these applicants then had to take MIT's entrance exam, and the best 120 students were admitted.
Wow.
This was the story last year. This year's story I will tell you, this year intake.
Mm-hmm.
Minister of Education has decided the cut, because the Minister of Education has already changed the policy this year. 70% for the science and technology and 30% for the other streams. So this year cutoff was 128 for male and 126 for female candidates. This was the cutoff mark decided by Minister of Education.
Mm-hmm.
We have maintained the same 275 as the cutoff mark just to apply.
Mm-hmm.
We received around 600 applications this year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have to take entrance exam, and just 120 students were selected. Okay? So, admission is open to all regular students nationwide who have completed grade 12 and have obtained high marks in the national examination. The level of academic achievement necessary to receive an application will be decided based on the national examination result. So, admission is open to everybody in the country,
mm-hmm.
and as well as outside the country.
Interesting. You mentioned outside the country. Are you trying to attract from the neighboring countries perhaps?
Yes, actually we have received a request from Nigeria.
Nigeria.
We have received a request. Some Indians working in some industries in Ethiopia, they wanted to admit their children here.
Interesting.
But our only problem is we have to build necessary infrastructure like buildings, dormitory buildings. Whenever you are admitting foreign national students, any foreign national student, it may be difficult for him to adjust to food habits and other things, you know, like dormitory facilities and other things. So we have to upgrade. We are in the process of upgrading our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we are ready to accept.
Interesting.
And right now, our intake we have four departments: electrical and electronics engineering. Mm-hmm. This is one of the specializations. Mm-hmm. Electronics and communication engineering is the second specialization. Third specialization is in computer science and engineering. Mm-hmm. And fourth specialization in information technology. So our intake is only 30 per department because our education system is completely different. It is an integrated approach. Due weightage is given to laboratory exercises. Almost all core courses are supplemented with laboratory exercises. So we want to maintain quality in education.
Interesting. Obviously, I mean, it speaks volume from what you are telling me. If there are, the expatriates in the country trying to put their students in this institute, that reaffirms the quality of your education. So congratulations on that one. And I would like to build on that one. You mentioned female students. What's the proportion like, female, male?
Let me tell you the story. When the institute has started, in the first batch of 140 students, there were only 7 girls in the first batch. Mm-hmm. They have graduated first batch last July, July 2007. So only 7 girls graduated with bachelor's degree. Now we have increased the girl student ratio is 34 within 2 years. It is improving.
It's improving.
So total currently 382 students are studying. Out of that, 348 boys and 34 girls. Of course, the ratio is not comparable, but we cannot help it. This year, for example, when I was evaluating the entrance exam question answer sheets of the students, so the in-between range of 3 marks, there were 162 students. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to help one girl student, there were 162 students in between.
Exactly.
That was the competition rate.
Exactly.
But that has hindered us to admit more girl students.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Suri. In terms of once they graduate from your institution, in terms of demand for their expertise, the market, what is it like in Ethiopia? Do they get
Okay. Let me tell you now. It's a very good question. In the first batch, as I already mentioned, 140 students graduated, right?
Yeah.
Within no time, all of them were absorbed. All of them got employment.
Wow.
And graduates of MIT are working for INSA, Information and Network Security Agency. Mm-hmm. And 16 are working for Ethiopian Telecommunication. 7 are working for Transformation Program Office. This is a newly established office which is intended to transform Ethiopian Telecommunication Corporation. Mm-hmm. And 1 working for ETAB, 1 working for EPCO, and 2 for 3 for some other private organization. And we have retained around 16 from the first batch and around 6 now, totally 22 of our own students. Mm-hmm. As a future instructor of the institute, future professors of the institute.
Interesting. Thank you, sir. Obviously, there is...
And even this year, we are going to graduate. Already these guys are already booked for a job.
Already. I want to be there.
Yeah,
This is very exciting, honestly, in this day and age where jobs are becoming very scarce, your institution apparently is producing something magnificent that you don't have to bother about, looking for a job. So this is great.
This is
quite an achievement. Looking, that you have a high demand, obviously, what's then the plan in terms of expanding it?
So as I already mentioned, we are planning to admit more students, provided our infrastructure builds up. Like, we have to build a new buildings, and also we have to improve our laboratory setup, and also we have to open many more new departments. Like, last 2 weeks ago, myself and my board chairman, let me introduce you. He is Mr. Gitachubale. Mr. Gitachubale.
Thank you.
Our board chairman. And we went to IIT Mumbai to have twinning arrangements with IIT.
Mm-hmm.
No? So we want to open in the area of biotechnology, because major revenue in Ethiopia is agriculture, and even we have to produce qualified graduates
mm-hmm.
in this area also. So then we want to open chemical engineering or biochemical engineering as
mm-hmm.
a first degree.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second degree program, we want to expand biotechnology, bioinformatics, science and engineering.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new thing which are already in the pipeline. Probably, if everything works out well, probably next year we are going to open this program. And in addition to this, we are going to upgrade our existing four programs, that is electrical and electronics engineering, electronics and communication engineering, computer science and engineering, and information technology. We want to upgrade it to master's degree program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these are our future plans.
Thank you. And I'm sure there are other similar institutions in the country. What's unique about MIT compared to what we have already in the country?
As I already mentioned, first is high student-teacher ratio,
uh-huh.
highly specialized and well-equipped laboratories,
mm-hmm.
highly qualified instructors,
mm-hmm.
and the nature of the curriculum itself. As I already mentioned, it is an integrated approach. If you compare with other universities, so probably in a semester, if there are 5 courses or 6 courses, there may be only 2 courses supplemented with labs.
Mm-hmm.
But ours is not like that. This is number one. Then intake per class is not more than 30.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference. And also the quality of the input
mm-hmm.
is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And special attention is given to the students. So we have well-wishers, like from North Carolina Central University. Experts will come sometimes during the summer, and they will train our students.
Mm-hmm.
In a specialized area. And also Wheaton College from USA, they are coming, they are visiting us, they are helping us.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, one of the professors from the US, he came in the communication engineering. He spent, I think, 2 or 3 weeks with our boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this is how it's totally different compared to other universities.
Thank you. Thank you. I will ask one last question from my end, because I see some, other folks who want to ask, obviously, people whose inclination is in the area of technology. The last question that I want to raise, who is financing, MIT? Where do you get the funds to support MIT to run it?
Okay. This is really a very good question. Before, Institute was running just from the funds that are raised and well-wishers of MIT who are abroad, who are working abroad. They have adopted 1 or 2 students. They used to sponsor them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we got support from individuals at home and in the diaspora, international development organizations and foreign governments.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some other people like VSO, Voluntary Service Overseas.
Yes, I know.
The British.
Mm-hmm.
They played a crucial role in helping MIT to stand on its feet at a time when the institute faced a severe shortage of finances.
Mm-hmm.
Under this voluntary program, 4 highly qualified teachers came to the institute
mm-hmm.
first round, and another 2 in the last round. And also JICA, Japan International Cooperation Agency.
Yes.
Is also helping by providing voluntary teachers.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to pay for these volunteers
mm-hmm.
minimum amount, the institute would have spent around $324,000 USD.
Wow.
The last 3 years. This
mm-hmm.
is a great gift to the institute.
It's
and also Wheaton College USA, and there are some individuals I have to mention some of them. Most of the burden of financing MIT has rested on the regional government of Tigray, has helped us to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Then effort, endowment fund for rehabilitation of Tigray.
Yeah.
The rest, the Relief Society of Tigray.
Mm-hmm.
And TDA, Tigray Development Association.
Interesting.
Yes, it has also helped us a lot. And also there are some individuals who have sponsored
mm-hmm.
whenever we were in trouble. This is how we have, the institute was running without proper budget, and now we are generating income now by giving consultancy services.
Interesting.
To some extent.
Thank you so much.
Any kind of help and support is highly welcome.
Thank you so much. So I will let my friends to ask their question. The first one would be Natu.
Thank you, Gaza, and good evening, Mr. Sori. So first I would like to thank you for taking this time and sharing your novel cause, and I really like to thank you very much for that, for coming to us and expressing your view. And my questions are very short, and there are two. One of it is, in running this very noble cause, meaning your MIT college, what are the most difficulty facing to run this college? And the second one is, after graduation, like you said, most of our gone to scholarship, went to different places. Who absorb your graduate from your schools? Like, are they mostly go to the government businesses or to privates? Or can you explain this to us? And I thank you very much for taking your time again.
Okay, so I think the graduates of MIT needed in the society. So as I already mentioned, even this year graduates, they are going to graduate after two semesters. They are already booked for a job. That shows demand. Demand is already changed because the country is coming up. The government is focusing more on technology, and there are a lot of changes which took place. Let me introduce. I came to Ethiopia in the year 1999, around 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So there were hardly very few industries during those days. But now if you come and see, it is totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
Country is totally changed. There are so many industries. So they need manpower, and that manpower is definitely from qualified engineers, practical engineers.
Mm-hmm.
That way, MIT is playing a crucial role. This is one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And challenges, we had lot of challenges initially. Our major constraint was the finance in the initial stage. As I already mentioned, we were asking the individuals to help, to support in many ways. Many people have helped us a lot for this kind of institute, and really we are thankful to them, and institute has come up and our graduates are doing very good job, so it is really encouraging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also like to mention, if we get enough facility, like the other developed countries, Ethiopia is a developing country,
mm-hmm.
so we can do a lot. I can give you the example. In 3 years of time, we produced 4 international papers.
Uh-huh.
So this year, our paper was accepted in the 5th international conference, which was held in France,
yeah.
Paris.
Yeah.
I went and I presented.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, our 2 papers were accepted. But to your surprise, one of the co-authors was my own student. So it was held in Canada, Montreal, last mm-hmm. year. Our 2 papers were accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And also our paper was published in the UMAP journal, the Journal of Undergraduate Maths and its Application in USA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this shows that these boys are capable. So if we give enough infrastructure, if we build our infrastructure, definitely we can do a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And also in the community services for the region, regional government of Tigray, we are helping.
Mm-hmm.
We are the steering committee members of information ICT related activities, and also we have given so many consultancy services
mm-hmm.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mekele ICT Business Incubation Center, it is again a World Bank project under a cell known as ICTAD, ICT Assisted Development.
Yeah.
It is a separate program office in the federal level. So we are the steering committee members, and we are helping them for technology, technical and as well as administration support. And also MIT is providing human resource training in the areas of web development, and now they have been asked to develop a community radio
mm-hmm.
for 4 places in Ethiopia. I think 3 are in the southern region and 1 in this region.
Okay.
So community radio is there are so many ethnic groups, those who are totally isolated, you know.
Yeah.
So we are supposed to develop a community radio. Community radio means it has to cover only that particular ethnic group area.
Yeah.
So we are developing that, and you know how much difficulty we are facing. It's very difficult to get components, some electronic instruments, some basic things. So we are asking here and there. Say, for example, if I go to India, I will buy for our students, I will bring for them books, yes, of course. Like this we are struggling, you know. So these are the challenges we have. So if all people support in improving the academic activities of the institute, I am sure this institute will be one of the best institutes, not only in the country and elsewhere also, at par with others.
Interesting. Dr. Suri, what an amazing story that you are telling us. When you mentioned Ethiopia is changing, you know, something came to my mind. Some of us in diaspora, some Ethiopians, you may be surprised, but there are those who would dispute and who would tell you, you know, no, Ethiopia is not changing. Actually, Ethiopia is getting worse. What would you say to this kind of people? Thank you.
Oh, in my opinion, see, I'm an Indian guy. So, in my opinion, changes are very rapid. So, it's progressing, especially in the industrial growth, is too fast.
Yeah.
There are many industries who have come up. There are, I know that there are many Indian investors. Some of them are my friends too, you know.
Yeah.
So, this shows, one is the environment is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And also the facilities are very important. Otherwise, no investor will come and invest, you know.
Absolutely.
So definitely the government is very promising in this regard, and it has taken the right step. In our country also, our late Prime Minister, when he has, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru was our Prime Minister, started what is known as the Green Revolution. Then that has changed the status of the economic status of the country. I'm sure this country will also, growth is very, very promising. And for that, they need experts. Especially in the fields of technology.
Absolutely.
If the institute like MIT will work in this regard, many more MITs are coming up, definitely there will be a change, dramatic change.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Suri. The next question would come from Turgum.
Thank you, Gaza. Thank you, Dr. Suri. I really appreciate your time and effort that you have done for the MIT, and personally and at the, on behalf of this house, I really do appreciate all the efforts that you have done. I have three questions. I'll make it in a very simple way. Number one, partnership. MIT, what is the relationship of MIT with the other institutions like the university, the Addis Ababa University, and the Ethiopian Telecommunication Technology College? And how are all those institutions which are focused on the technology development are working? Number two, research and development. What is MIT's research and development vision, and what kind of policies MIT has in place? Because in Ethiopia there are a number of activities, particularly in the economic area, is going on, and what is MIT's role into that growth process? The third question is in terms of diasporans. As you may know, there are a number of Ethiopian diasporans who come to the Ethiopia either for visit or for business purposes. What is MIT's outreach or community volunteerism policy to capture the large number of resources that comes to Ethiopia, and what kind of volunteerism work can be done for MIT? Because you can imagine there is industrial experiences that most of the Ethiopian diasporans has. So what is the outreach system that you have in place in order to align into your curriculum system? So I would like to have this. The last one is with regard to your website. Actually, I would like to see your website as one of the leading, I would say, the leading a website that shows the MIT's activity as our division says is excellence in learning. So I would like to see your website will be one of the leading websites in Ethiopia, and at the same time that website could be as interactive as it could be. Thank you so much, Dr. Suri.
Let me start with a partnership what we have now. Number one, we have signed a memorandum of understanding with Mekelle University, which is a neighboring university just opposite to our campus. And we have Addis Ababa University, definitely yes, with the Faculty of Electrical Engineering. We have the very good relations and even some instructors, because the nature of the programs are highly different here. So whenever we want some instructors, they will come here, and whenever they want instructors, we have also helped them. So this is number two. Mm-hmm. And as to international universities, we have signed MOU with the North Carolina Central University, and also Wheaton College. Definitely they are the friends of MIT. And also we have now, very soon, we are going to sign a letter of intent with Indian Institute of Technology, Mumbai.
Uh-huh.
So this is with these things, universities. And with other organizations, I would like to mention, MIT was nominated by IBM of USA as one of the universities in Africa to which it is offering mentorship program.
Wow.
Okay. Staff members were given mentorship by renowned experts from all over the world. This is number one. Number two is SAP of Germany. We have already signed MOU for University Alliances Program.
Mm-hmm.
These are our relation with or the partnership with the international organizations. And as to other organizations, I already mentioned, we are supporting the region, and we are in the regional level, and also in the ICT Business Incubation Center, and in the federal level within Ethiopia, we have signed MOU with the ICTAD, ICT Assisted Development. This is a separate project management unit in the federal level,
mm-hmm.
under ETC, and also INSA, Information and Network Security Agency. So this is the, they want all our graduates. This is the story, you know.
Interesting.
So these are our partnership with or our linkages with other organizations. And I think second one is, I have not heard properly, is it about the research and development?
Yes, sir.
Research and development.
Yes.
So I have already told you that in the past we have already produced many research activities. Like, we were instrumental in United Nations Millennium Village Project,
mm-hmm.
which was in Koraro. Koraro is a village which is totally isolated from the modern world, which is selected by the United Nations to improve the economy or the living standards of the people over there. So we have already developed a photovoltaic solar lighting systems,
mm-hmm.
for their clinic, and this is one of the thing which we have done it. And also in the community radio, which is under process now. So the first stage of the project is already completed, and we are likely to complete by the end of January. So we hope so. So this is the second research project. And we have helped in IT-related areas, we have helped many people. I can give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
ICTAD ICTAR has requested us to provide human resource training in the areas of web development.
Mm-hmm.
These are the graduates graduated from different universities, those who are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
They came to our campus, and we have given them a training on the web development, and they appreciated the training methodology. They are the graduates, computer science graduates,
mm-hmm.
from other university. This is one. And as to another community service, I want to highlight that basic computer literacy training program we have conducted for 70 women. 70.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is also very quite interesting, and they were appreciating about this. Okay, and the third one I already mentioned about UN Millennium Village Project, solar projects. And also, very recently we have conducted the two training programs for many people assigned by the regions. One is on the PC troubleshooting and maintenance, and the second one is in the area of database applications. So now we have signed three more contracts. You know, one is on the, we are maintaining our boys and our staff members are helping different Voredas, KBLAs and government organizations to repair the computers which were spoiled and other things like this. We are giving consultancy services. So this is our research and development activity, what we have taken up. Okay? And we want to do more if we get, if we have our own problem, you know, we cannot get the licensed version of software. Example, MIT is not in a state to buy. If we get this, we can definitely, I'm sure, we can do much better to the society. We are capable, we are committed, and we are dedicated for that.
And what seems to be the problem to buy the license? Sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Suri.
See, the, say for example, the different brand computers, their budget, if it is not working, we have to have the driver software and stuff like that. For example, virus is a major thing here. So we want antivirus software and basic necessaries we are downloading from the internet, and we are solving their problems. So these are the things one should really focus, and if we get the support from your this one, we really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Third one, I didn't hear the question properly.
Okay. And I
the
think
fourth question I heard about MIT website.
Yes. Yeah. Someone is mentioning
us. MIT website was not updated, but now we have already finished. And we have requested, last week, we have requested the Ethiopian Telecommunications Corporation to give us a VSAT connection.
I see.
VSAT. You know. So they have given us the rate, but the rates are a little bit high. Anyway, we are going to wait for that, he said. So definitely, one of our well-wisher of MIT has agreed to host our website from the London, from London. So definitely, we are going, from our side, it is ready. It is already made and using PHP, and it is about to be hosted within very soon, very soon.
Thank you. Thank you. The next
third question, I was not clear. I was not able to hear properly.
I think also I was not following, I guess. Maybe we will ask my friend Turgum to come back again with the third question. He was asking regarding diaspora, I guess, but I will ask him, not to worry. The next person is someone you know very well who helped us actually get hold of you, so I will let him ask the question.
Greeting, Dr. Suri. It was very nice to hear your voice. First, I must say I need to echo what you were saying. The level of enthusiasm and discipline and dedication. Okay, the level of dedication, enthusiasm, and really during my visit is really breathtaking. So I'd really like to commend you on that. At the same time, I'd like to mention also MIT, what I had observed is while you are trying to be inclusive, one of the things I really observe is you do not compromise the quality of the education. So I'd like to commend you personally and for the dedication of the MIT and also for the education you have hold. So I have two questions to quickly so I can give an opportunity to the others. Number one, Dr. Suri, do you currently encounter any challenges in attracting qualified instructors? If so, what are you doing to elevate that? And number two question is, what as right now, I know you alluded the needs of the books and antivirus, and during my visit also, I have seen some. So in your opinion, what are the immediate and critical needs of MIT? If you can specifically tell us, and then at the same time, what can in this house or in diaspora do to address those needs immediately if we can? And if you have a solution, then if you can tell us how we can do that, that would be great. Mike's free. And thank you. It was nice talking to you, Dr. Suri.
It is a teamwork. Also, the present board are working hard voluntarily to bring the institute up to this extent.
Thank you, sir. And that's a good sign of an excellent leader, to emphasize on the team, to give credit to the team. So I congratulate you on that one also. He said also the fact that MIT is trying very hard, you know, to be inclusive. He also admires that. And also the fact that you do not compromise on the quality, that's also commendable. In terms of question, he was asking what are the challenges to attract to qualified instructors? Number two, what are the immediate needs of MIT?
Let me tell about the challenges. In the first stage, thanks to VSO, Voluntary Service Overseas, they have given us 4 expatriates from UK, and they were really institute must be thankful to them, and the way they have put an effort. And later we have joined a few Indians and a few Japanese. We have joined to accelerate our activities. We have faced a lot of problems. Some courses we were not able to run because we were not getting an instructor who was supposed to give that particular course. That has forced sometimes to run few courses on block basis. You know block basis?
Mm-hmm.
All from Addis or other parts of Ethiopia who is expert in that particular area, maybe Addis Ababa University or maybe from elsewhere. So he will come for 15 to 20 days and give the course in an intensive manner,
mm-hmm.
grade our students and go back. So these are the challenges we were having till we graduated first batch of students. Afterwards, you know what we did? We retained our own students because they were taught by highly experienced teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So they have really helped us in solving many problems, you know. So earlier, yes, some few courses were run on block basis. We brought from different universities for short duration, and we have given intensive course,
mm-hmm.
and we have conducted an exam and we have graded them. So this is one. And about immediate and critical needs, I don't know in what way you can help, because the needs of any growing institute are many.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you feel that you can contribute, mm-hmm. for the educational sector, you are most welcome. It is worth to mention the donation of JICA, Japan International Cooperation Agency.
Mm-hmm.
So they have given one volunteer. By the way, he was the one who has invented airbags for Nissan cars.
Wow.
So, see, these people are trained under highly experienced people. And after their graduation, we retained the creams with us.
Mm-hmm.
And as I already mentioned, we have sent almost everybody now for higher studies. 17 of them are studying now,
mm-hmm.
They are pursuing their master's degree. So once they will come back, so I'm sure this will be one of the best institute in the country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question, Turgut.
Thank you, Geza. I think, Dr. Suri, you answered some of my questions. Actually, Ashkop, when he asked you about the challenges, you answered about the volunteerism services. But, you know, along with these questions, I know you mentioned about the foreign or the non-Ethiopian intellectuals or experienced people who can give volunteerism services to MIT. But my question is with regard to the Ethiopian intellectuals, or I would say experienced, those people who have experience in the industrial area. What kind of policies or system you have to capture or to outreach those peoples? Because I think this is an opportunity for MIT and even for the other institutions. Many Ethiopians coming to that country for a visit or for different purposes. So I know some universities in Ethiopia capture a certain portion of this volume of individuals to tap into their volunteerism services. So if there is any system that you have or any outreach mechanism that you have in place so that we would know and incorporate to our forum like this. So during during those people coming to Ethiopia, then you can have that resources and having their experience in tapping to your curriculum system, for example. So if there is any system which I would like to know particularly, or if you have any outreach mechanisms that you have, so that we can incorporate to our forums and friends and or in the informal channels. That was my question. Thank you so much, Dr. Suri, again, I really appreciate your efforts in this regard.
We were not made any contacts with the agency which is doing this job, and definitely we love to do that. So anybody who is coming to help us in technical education, they are most welcome. MIT needs that support.
Okay. Thank you. And I think there is a bit of a...
It's very interesting idea. And they are most welcome. But I really don't know who is organizing this in Ethiopia. But they can directly contact through email, mm-hmm. probably. And we can arrange their visit. And definitely they are most welcome. We need that kind of support very badly. We also contact ECBP, Engineering Capacity Building Program. Mm-hmm. I will contact the director of that and whether he's really thinking in this area or not.
Yeah, maybe you could also add in your website when you are updating it now, it could be an idea, to put a message there, like soliciting for this kind of volunteers.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so...
People are helping, many Ethiopians are helping from the U.S. Mm-hmm. For example, I already told you, from North Carolina Central University, there is one professor, Dr. Solomon Abraham.
Okay.
He has brought many people, uh-huh. many experts. He has spent with us, and I'm really thankful to him on behalf of the management of the institute. And also from Chicago group, Timothy Project has helped us. They have sent experts from the Wheaton College, and as well as this year from some other university from the U.S. They came here, they spent with our boys. Really, it is a great help. So far, it is only from the individual contacts. If there is any agency which is organizing centrally or which is coordinating centrally, let me find out.
Okay,
I have already noted your idea that we will, even in our website, we will request the volunteers to come forward.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. When we meet here in Gaza Tegaru, it's the name of the room. And oftentimes, of course, a day cannot pass, without thinking how to bring our people out of poverty. So we come with all sorts of,
And one more thing I wanted to tell you about. Very recently, Dr. Abel Girmay, SQL Microsoft, he has also helped us a lot. And really, this kind of help is really encouraging. Bringing the people and sharing the experience, that itself will motivate these boys. I'm telling you, these boys are having talents.
Absolutely.
If they get proper motivation, they can do a lot.
Absolutely.
That is the difference.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, for that information. So we just need maybe a bit of your advice. I know there's someone again who is very keen to ask a question. I will let him so.
Yeah.
But before I leave the mic to him, I just want to ask one question. We were brainstorming and we wanted, we came up with this idea. We are still developing the idea. We came up with this idea about making, one computer per school available in Tigray. I don't know how well you know Tigray. I'm assuming you had an opportunity to travel around and you've seen the schools, you visited the schools, and, if there are computers or not, I can't confirm, but I'm just assuming that maybe there are no computers in most of the schools. So we have this concept, as I said, which needs, to be developed, full-fledged kind of project. We are planning to come up with that. So the idea is to make sure there is one computer per school. Do you see it, is this doable? What do you advise, for a group who is really ambitious and wants to make sure there is one computer per school in Tigray?
That is a wonderful idea, because it is a must. In many schools, they may not have computer access.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about this one. I have visited a few TVET centers, vocational education training program. And when I was interviewing with the instructors over there, and what I came to know was, they are teaching courses like web development, web applications without internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine the situation. Definitely, it's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Please come forward. MIT can help you. MIT can train those teachers if it is required. And we are there for that community service.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. In fact, if you don't mind, we would involve you, you know, at the inception already when we are, you know, drafting. Maybe we can share the draft project proposal for your input.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. So the next question from Rekik.
Thank you for coming to our room. What my question is, can you hear me, guys? I don't see. My question is, I have two questions. The first question is, what activities do students do besides schooling? What I mean is, do they do any work study because since they live in a campus? And the other one is, that possible? Do you have to create some kind of like a job there, like the students can able to pay for their schooling and at the same time can generate money? Thank you.
So we want 24/7 students.
Uh-huh.
So we have not admitted any part-time students.
Okay.
Number one, they have to work day and night,
mm-hmm.
you know. And number two, our labs is open throughout the day, and anytime they can enter to the lab and anytime they can use the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, whoever has been selected in our entrance exam, it's a boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
So we are feeding them breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything they will get freely. Okay, so they are full-time students, this is number one,
mm-hmm.
and we have not started the advanced standing program, but during the summer holidays, you know,
mm-hmm.
so they will be sent to different organizations if they are interested for their summer projects,
mm-hmm.
whoever is sponsoring them. They, for example, many bureaus have requested to develop their website, stuff like that. Our boys have helped many bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
So they are paying them very little, maybe $300
mm-hmm.
maybe $20 a month,
mm-hmm.
$20 to $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great amount for them, you know, only during the summer holidays.
Great.
But we have, it's a 2 semesters in a year, so they are supposed to stay in the campus.
Uh-huh. Okay. I can imagine it's a very demanding school, so I can imagine they have to be there 24/7. Okay, I think we are almost through. I just want to ask one more question, and I will give you a chance also for you to say, you know, a few things that you would like us to hear. From your experience, you know, as a head of MIT and recruiting students for MIT, what do you see as being a gap, you know, in the Ethiopian education system, and that needs, you know, to be maybe, you know, to be fixed?
First thing is the student-teacher ratio.
Mm-hmm.
This is number one. And number two is the nature of the curriculum matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You must focus on practical skills. That makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More focus must be on practical aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a course you can give them some projects.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the course, you can evaluate based on the project what they have performed.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a scheme known as summer projects,
mm-hmm.
no?
Yeah.
In our curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do something, so apart from their graduation project. So they normally the third year, pre-final year students
mm-hmm.
will be retained inside the campus during their summer holidays. This is since last year, this was sponsored by Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
They have sponsored their food expense,
mm-hmm.
you know, to stay at MIT and to do some projects.
Mm-hmm.
So this helps them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Apart from that, I don't know, educational policy is also changing now. I really don't know what is the new education policy, what is the nature of the curriculum in the government universities. I don't know really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because now, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Suri, for your time. You have been very generous with us.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
so
sir.
Please come to MIT and visit us.
Definitely.
It's our pleasure to invite so many people, and thanks for everyone.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You have a good night. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.